Now back to the Bone Daily Rewind Show with a cat named Mo and Gio.
Gio, did you know that farts are Jerrica's jam?
That's nasty.
It's it is. Really not.
Well, why would you post that on Facebook?
I don't even use the word jam.
I don't know why you would post that on Facebook.
I didn't. You did.
All right, so we were talking about this story about a woman who was on a flight.
Yes.
And she was airing out her underwear, her panties.
Yes.
On the flight, and nobody said anything to her. And you couldn't figure out why she was doing it, but you could see the video. It went viral where she's just holding her hands above her head with her panties, and she's, like, drying them out in front of the little air vent, you know, on the airplane.
Yeah.
So then Jerrica, we asked her, you know, what would you do? And she informed...
Would she do something like that?
Yeah, if you got into a pinch, what would you do? Would you be like that woman and try and air things out on the air vents?
Mm-hmm.
And then she said... She carries an extra pair of panties everywhere she goes.
Back
all
up,
the time.
Backup draws, if you will.
360.
Whoa, I didn't say 24/7 all the time.
You said all the time.
I said most of the time, and especially when you're on a plane, they tell you to carry a carry-on. God forbid you lose your luggage. You got an extra pair, so that would make sense.
She said they'll be lying around in her car, just laying around.
No, I didn't say that.
You don't keep an extra pair in your car sometimes?
I said possibly, but they're not laying around in my car for everybody and their mother to see.
Well, what are they doing, driving? They're either laying around or they're driving, Jerrica.
727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025, if anybody else does this. So then we said, well, go get Anna, being the only other female that is currently in the building.
Allegedly.
Is this a thing, or is Jerrica just... crazy.
On a flight, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
It does?
Yeah. Yes.
On a flight, if you get... I always carry my toothbrush and stuff and, you know,
I get
your
that.
Toiletries.
They say in case your stowed away luggage gets lost, it carries enough. I get that. On a regular basis,
but
on a...
That's different than a backup pair.
Yeah. She's talking about, do you carry most of the time a backup pair?
No, never.
Okay.
If something goes wrong, I just take them off.
You roll
throw,
with it.
Throw them away.
Look at that.
But I also stated that. I said, why is she air drying whatever, drying her underwear? Yeah. Just don't wear them.
Why are they
toss them.
Why are they wet? Do we know?
No.
We don't know yet. But, Anna, I think the bigger question is, what's going on with Jerrica that she needs on the reg to carry an extra pair?
Okay, I didn't say every single day.
No,
you said most of the time. But
including right now.
No.
Well, you said
actually,
right now.
Not right now. But... I just like to have backup hair, and I mentioned you never know what could happen. You never know what could happen.
Well, give us two scenarios.
I also carry wipes because you never know, and I like to be fresh.
She likes to be prepared. I can appreciate that. Maybe I'm the nasty one for not bringing extra hair.
Do you carry wipes?
No, I have hand sanitizer, though. Hand sanitizer.
I'm sorry if I like to freshen up.
Oh, well, don't be calling Anna a dirty hoe.
No, I'm not.
That's what it sounds like you do.
It does kind of sound like that, Jerrica.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry if I like to be fresh. Wow.
I didn't know this was like a thing.
I didn't either.
But I don't know that it is, though, because Anna says that she doesn't do that.
Mm. Okay, you say a lot of things can happen. Just give us... one scenario in which you would find yourself needing...
No, you ever used it? Have you ever used your backup
hair? That's a good question.
No.
Wow.
But yet you still carry it.
Yeah, just because I believe anything could happen. You never know.
What other sorts of things are you prepared for?
I don't know.
I gotta tell you, Mo.
I don't know. I just like to be fresh. And if I'm like sweating one day and I'm changing before I come into work for another shift or something, I don't know.
By the way, I'm sanitizing my hands right now just being in this conversation.
I know, right? Save some for me.
She says you never know, but I think I kind of know.
See, I'm thinking what you're thinking, but Anna would be the one to know. I mean, do some girls, you know...
You know what? I'm sorry. I don't know.
No.
I don't understand what you're trying to tell me.
I think you understand where I'm going.
I just find it like kind of weird.
Yeah.
Why is it weird?
That you don't leave the house without a backup pair of panties?
No, that's not it. You guys are making this a bigger deal than what it is. I'm not saying if I step out in my apartment and I forgot a backup pair of panties, I don't race back and say, I need my backup
today. Wait a minute,
today.
Because Anna said, have you ever used them before? And you said no, but I asked you prior to Anna coming in if you... What do you do with the old pair if you have to use them? And you said you put them in a bag.
I would put it in a bag, yeah. But, why not?
But you said you carry a bag as well. You seem awfully prepared for something.
I'm very prepared. You ask, trust me. I have, just like, much like Anna, I can pull out right now a toothpaste and a toothbrush.
Oh, no, I don't carry that with me.
Well,
I'm on a flight.
Oh, well, I'll show you right now.
I don't know, Thailand or something.
Okay, but listen, in my defense, I had an earlier job today, and I'm coming to this job, and throughout the day, if I want to freshen up.
I had an earlier job, too, but I don't freshen up.
Okay, well, I'm sorry that you don't, but I do.
Stink.
Oh, again, sounds like you're calling on. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not. I'm just telling you that what I do with myself.
You like to stay fresh.
Fresh to death.
Apparently, I just don't take care of myself.
Wow,
no.
Anna
likes to live on the edge. She likes to roll her dice and take the chance with just one pair of panties.
Anna keeps it real, Gio. Real, real. Yeah.
Look, I got some Lysol spray in the studio. I'll be fine.
Now, okay, so you don't. You've had, obviously, you have a lot of girlfriends you have over the years.
What?
Do you, well, you know, girls that are friends.
I don't, but okay. Thank you for assuming I have friends. Go on.
Oh. I've seen some in pictures. Have you ever had a friend that was a girl that you knew did this type of thing?
With an extra pair of panties?
Yeah.
Is it just a pair that you, are you on the phone?
No.
Is it just a pair you like leave in your car or is it part of your daily routine?
No.
Like car keys, wallet, phone, panties.
Yeah.
No, it's just the one that I leave in my car.
Okay. How,
just like, much like I usually have another pair of sneakers. Like right now, I got my white Nikes in my car.
You have two pairs of sneakers?
Yes.
Why?
Because you never know, Anna. You got to prepare.
Anna, do you...
Listen,
what
you might want to...
For?
You could change outfits. Do you have a jacket in your car? You need a sweater. You never know
if
you're going to get cold.
No.
What are you doing?
I'm good. Look at me. Yeah. I'm fine. I got my shoes. I got my jacket. What else do I need?
Anna gets dressed in the morning and says, this is going to carry me through the rest of the day, like everybody else.
If you're wearing heels, you don't bring flats or backup just in case the heel breaks?
No, I don't wear heels.
Okay.
It's too hard.
That's a lie. I've seen pictures of you wearing heels, so don't even.
Now, have you ever thought about getting up in the morning, leaving the house, and saying, you know what? YOLO. I'm going one pair of panties today. I'm gonna ride out with just the pair I got on and see where the world takes me.
Okay, again, it doesn't happen every day. There might be a pair in my car, but if it's not, isn't over.
It might be very liberating to do that.
Yeah.
To live on the edge, a thrill. To say, you know what? Okay. I've got no safety net with me.
No, I'm not. Okay, yes.
One less thing to worry about.
Yeah. Let me ask you about this scenario.
What?
Your boy Billy's going to drive. Do you grab an extra pair out the drawer and stuff them in your pocket?
No.
Roll panties?
I'm not a weirdo that has like a Ziploc bag with my underwear in my purse.
Whatever.
Okay.
Yeah,
whatever. Well.
Let's go to the phone. Glenn, wait, let's go to Susan actually first. Susan, go ahead.
Hey, I have to defend her. I don't understand what the big deal is.
You do the same
thing? If it's that time of the month and you need a change, you throw the other pair out and you're good to go.
That's understandable.
That way all day.
But Jerrica's prepared 24/7.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we get that part, Susan.
Well, you never know because I am... Okay.
You never know when you have to take plan B.
What are we getting
on
into
the plane, that's
okay, yeah. Not every female gets their surprise at the same day, at the same
surprise?
Time. So you never know
you
when it's going to happen, and you just be prepared.
All right, listen, Susan.
That's just one example.
Thank you for bringing up something she was reticent to say. We appreciate that, all right? Thank you.
There
for
you go.
All right.
Good night.
Good night.
I'm learning so much.
I am, too. I thought women knew when the surprise was coming.
Not every,
I thought it was on a regimented basis.
I usually know.
No, that's not true.
Know.
A lot of females don't know
because
it's irregular. There's a lot of females out there that are irregular.
For me,
they take birth control to get it that way.
For me, there are some tall tale signs. Like I start to really hate old people all of a sudden. I'm not kidding.
Oh, we believe
you. I start to hate old people, and I know it's within 48 hours it's going to start.
Was there ever a time where you had the old gamble and lose, and from that day forward, you vowed never to leave the house without two pairs again?
No.
Okay.
Now, when you keep them in your car, just by virtue of them being in the car for a while, do you ever go, well, these are probably a little dank. Let me trade these out.
Ew, yeah. That's not okay.
So you do. You will do that. Even though you haven't worn them, you'll say, I gotta restock.
What would you say is the average shelf life for a pair
in the car?
In the car.
Pair, yeah. your panties in the car.
Like a week, 2 weeks? Yeah.
I don't know. If it was there, I would change it.
Do you date them?
No, every like 3 days.
I envision a Ziploc bag with like an expiration date written on.
So wait, you change
the outside.
You guys are making this really weird. Like I'm OCD about my panties.
You just said that you change out the panties in your car every 3 days?
No, I'm saying like if I were to put a stamp on it, that's what I would say. But again, I don't have underwear in my cars right now.
What kind of panties are they? Like, are we talking like a thong or like my style would be granny panties? They're just so comfortable.
Just basic.
Just basic.
All right.
Granny panties.
Well, Anna, thank you for being able to get to the heart of the matter.
I try. I'm a journalist, really.
Yes, you are. What can we expect on Stay Woke?
What can we expect on Stay Woke? I'm going to tell you how to live a happier life.
I like that.
And now it probably doesn't work.
All right. That's Anna Hummel, and she'll be with Johnny B on the Johnny B Show from 10 to midnight. And then again, at midnight to 1, she's going to bring in Will, and they're going to tell you how to stay woke and how to keep your life happy.
Thanks, Mo.
Even if it doesn't work. Thank you for
Gio,
coming through.
Jerica.
We appreciate it.
Do we feel different about Jerica now? Or?
Well, I just don't like the fact that she was calling Anna dirty.
What?
Yeah.
Why would you feel differently about me? In a bad way?
Indirectly.
Yeah.
What?
Did you tell Anna you got a show coming up called Stay Broke?
First of all, no, because
Stay
that's
dry.
Not true.
It's the Bone Daily Rewind Show with a cat named Mo and Gio.